But as we come to this time, I share with you a quote by author Maria Robinson. And she writes, "Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending." Let us pray. O loving, living God, we come here on this first Sunday of Advent, knowing that in a relatively short amount of time, we will be celebrating the birth of Christ Jesus. Christ, not only Emmanuel, God with us, but Jesus, whose name means He saves. And as we come to this table of communion, set with the body and blood of Jesus, we confess that we are in need of a Savior. A Savior who can save us not only from our fears, our distress, our frustrations, our pain, but one who can save us from ourselves. For Lord, we struggle to get our everyday living right. As St. Paul said, "I do the things I don't want to do, and I don't do the things I want to do." And so help us, O God. We need you. We come to you knowing that you offer us complete forgiveness, but knowing too that we must acknowledge our sins, confess and repent. And then we can be confident that the past is behind us, that we have a clean slate, a new beginning, and thus the opportunity to start today and make a new ending. And we thank you so very much for your mercy and your grace. And so, Lord, as we prepare our hearts and souls to eat the bread of life and to be cleansed by the blood of our Savior, we come now in a time of silence to offer you our own personal prayers and confessions, that we might be released of that which weighs us down and be filled with that which gives us hope of a new day, a new start. As the Apostle John assures us, when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us. And so thank you, O Lord. And Lord, we know too that there are others needing a new start. Those who are sick, lonely, those feeling the pressures of everyday living, those needing direction, strength, comfort. Lord, you've heard those on our prayer list, but there are others. And so hear us as people in this congregation lift aloud the names for whom we ask your blessing. Oh, Lord, we give you thanks that we can come into your presence knowing that we are loved, that we are heard by the God of all creation. Please be with us as we continue in this worship service. May our thoughts and prayers toward you give you praise and adoration, and may we be filled with your Holy Spirit. In his name we pray. Amen.